Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
I've been giving a lot of thought to Midsummer and News Limited, and a lot of people think that a community organisation is somehow lessening itself when it accepts commercial sponsorship. I don't accept that. It's actually about the values of that organisation and the corporations and whether there's a good fit. Now, I've got a little bit of history here, if you can indulge me for a moment.
So for people listening, we're about to dive back into the Midsummer versus News Corp debate. Midsummer has announced a couple of weeks ago that, on this show actually, it was revealed News Corp is a major partner, sponsor of Midsummer. A lot of people didn't accept that because the Australian has been pretty much bashing Safe School all year.
Even today.
And even today. So therefore, people didn't find it an appropriate partnership.
Yeah. Now, I did ask the chair of Midsummer, John Corbell, to come on today, but to quote him, he's afraid that as they're a tiny team and we've just got weeks to go to put on a festival that welcomes hundreds of thousands of people, we need to focus on that. Also, the CEO of Midsummer was not available. 10 or 15 minutes, guys. Didn't have the time. I'll leave that to everyone
else.
They
did put out a media statement, though, Macca, didn't they, during the week?
They did, and look, they've
after, I believe, what was an extensive period of consultation.
Yes, yes.
Whom with?
With their members, with their life members, one of which we spoke to who hadn't heard from them.
Mm.
I don't know whether they actually engaged their other sponsors around this issue, but I want to give a little bit of history here, if I can.
Mm-hmm.
More than 20 years ago, I introduced Optus to Midsummer. I was working at Optus. Optus sponsored Midsummer for 4 or 5 years. Subsequent to Optus, I then introduced Ford to Midsummer. And some of you with a long memory will remember a piece of work called Piss Crust.
Yes.
Which caused a huge controversy during a Midsummer festival. Ford were very concerned about this. They were getting a lot of calls to their call centre. The CEO of Ford at the time in Australia, Jeff Politis, who I'd spoken to about the sponsorship, and the sponsorship was actually approved by Bill Ford, the great-grandson of Henry Ford. And they approved the sponsorship on the basis that it was about equity, it was about diversity.
Freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech. And Jeff Politis and I actually went out to the Ford factory and we spoke to a whole group of people on the production line. They stopped the production line. Because Ford, of course, at that time, and up until quite recently, a very, very ethnically diverse employee mm-hmm. base. And
absolutely.
a lot of people were very concerned about this Piss Crust. And Jeff and I spoke to them about why freedom of expression was important, why diversity was important. A really gutsy move on his part, because some of the employees were pretty cross. So that was Ford. They sponsored for a few years. When Telstra then sponsored Midsummer, whilst I didn't initiate it, I was very, very strongly involved. As vice president of Also Foundation, when we staged many, many dance parties and events, I was involved mm-hmm. in the sponsorship there.
Mm.
I introduced and facilitated the sponsorship by Volkswagen of Queer Film Festival and then Fiat mm-hmm. of Queer Film. And most recently, Holden, Virgin and Mercedes-Benz to Joy. Now, I've never introduced a sponsor to a community organisation that didn't display and embrace the values we as a community and I as an individual aspire to. All of these organisations that have sponsored our community that I've been involved with have actively involved their staff in the sponsorship. Now, I've been really concerned that the sponsorship with News Limited and Midsummer is at odds with what our community is about. Now, safe schools, marriage equality, trans issues. The editorial policy of News Limited addresses these issues in a way that isn't complementary to what we feel. News Limited has regularly, deliberately and destructively targeted our community with biased news reporting and opinion pieces that have no concept of the harm they do to our community and particularly the more vulnerable members of it. Now, Midsummer's made a decision to continue with the sponsorship. I don't agree with it. I believe, and this is what I said to Midsummer, they should not have availed themselves of the platforms, not abrogated the contract, which might have exposed them to legal action, but said, guys, we're actually not going to use your platforms. Sent a very clear message to News Limited that their editorial policy was not at all, was not in harmony with us. And, okay, they've made a decision. They've done a survey of members. But public opinion is not always right. At the end of the day, I think, you know, there is a question of values here. I do not, let me make this clear, I do not in any way want to damage Midsummer Festival.
No.
This is about a decision that was made in the past and a decision that exists now. I don't agree with the decision. I think they should have said to News Corp, we are not going to use your platforms. It's left a very bad taste. What I'd like to see from Midsummer for the future is a very clear sponsorship policy, some transparency around the contract. We still don't know what the contract is about.
No.
Is it about ad placement? Is it about editorial opportunities? And I'd like to see Midsummer actually take up the opportunity to re-engage the community around this issue, put this behind us, make the festival a success, but remember, you get into bed with fleas, you come out itching, guys.
That's a great statement.
That's a very great statement. And there is, while I don't necessarily agree with the relationship, I guess Midsummer does have to be commended in a sense for not backing down amid this sort of the turmoil going viral. Like, it's very easy to get caught up in this internet backlash.
Oh, yeah.
And back down over this. And things pass really quickly in this world. Like, 2 or 3 days later, it's a new drama, it's a new thing. So
look,
it's
easy to get caught up in the outrage.
Yes.
And I think we want to move beyond the outrage and have a rational discussion.
Absolutely.
About what this really means. And I think, for me, at the end of the day, it's about credibility, it's about transparency, and it's about your values. Now, Macca, you've talked about values, and I think that, for me, is the absolute core and essence to this. And an organisation who, sorry, I'm butting in.
No, no.
An organisation who continuously attacks our human rights, our very own existence, our ability to be who we are, and then, on the other hand, say, we will now promote your festival, does not feel right to me.
And you know what doesn't feel right as well? And I want to talk about this. The Sydney Swans and Qatar Airways, right? Now, Sydney Swans played in the Pride game. The Sydney Swans have a fantastic diversity and inclusion policy, and they practice it.
Mm.
But, guys, you have got into bed with an oppressive, homophobic regime, right? I will not fly on Qatar Airways in my job. I will not fly with Royal Brunei, and I will not stay in the hotels for a very clear reason. Now, Shannon, you've written a piece about this relationship, and, you know, the Swans did the deal because they said it was the best deal they could get, you know, the best deal offered from an airline. I understand the commercial reality of that, but guys, you have actually set back the cause that you espouse so strongly and that you demonstrated. You haven't just got into bed with fleas. You've had a bit of a rumble with them.
Mm.
And guess what? They're giving you a dose of the clap.
So, I mean, one of the bits of feedback that came up while writing this piece and subsequently, a lot of the airline sponsors of major football clubs do come from the Middle East or from countries that aren't very supportive of LGBTI rights, you know, perhaps where it's illegal. I mean, think of Singapore. Hong Kong doesn't have a great track record. China doesn't have a great track record either. So what airline could an AFL club realistically
Virgin,
own?
Qantas.
Can they sponsor every club?
You know, look, you have to make a choice. It's not about compromising your ideals. That's not acceptable. If you're going to go into a sponsorship with an organisation that is at odds with your values, well, what that actually says is that you don't actually ascribe to those values. You don't hold them to be true. Now, again, the Swans and Qatar, this is a bad deal, guys, at the Swans. And to say, oh, you know, what Qatar Airlines view is about these issues won't impact us. You're sending a message, right, that it is all right to get into bed with people like this. It is not.
Mm.
And particularly when you're taking a public stance on equality and diversity. The Midsummer situation, I think, if Midsummer can make some really strong statements at Pride March and Carnival around safe schools, around gender equality, around some of the trans issues, right, demonstrate that these issues are central to our community and that Midsummer is happy to represent them. They can't change the situation over the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But for the future, have a very clear policy, guys. Don't fall into this trap again. Fleas are very hard to get rid of.
I would actually like to see, as an action arising from this discussion, is the policy.
Yes,
the sponsorship
absolutely.
Policy by Midsummer and other organisations. We're not asking to see a commercial and confidence contract between two parties. Ultimately, we can't insist on that.
No, that's...
But as a community-owned organisation, we can actually ask to have a look at their policy. I have to say...
I've got a message here. As a life member of Midsummer, no one has asked me about the News Corp sponsorship. I disagree with it. Now, this isn't from the other one we spoke to.
Oh, right, another one.
But interestingly, I spoke yesterday, and no, I'm not going to say who it is, because this person is going to come on the show in the next week or two. A very, very, one of the three most senior News Corp executives in Australia. I spoke to him about this, and he is happy to come on the show and talk about their sponsorship of Midsummer and where News Corp saw the benefit for them. But until he's confirmed, I'm not going to drop him in the poop pile. But
That will be very interesting.
He is a very, with decades of experience.
That will be very interesting.
At News Corp. So they're willing to come on. It's a shame that Midsummer don't have 10 minutes today to talk to us.
I think it's deplorable that Midsummer hasn't come out and engaged more with the media in regards to this issue.
Putting out a media statement is a very aggressive statement, I think.
I think it's a specific statement that they're not willing to actually be accountable. Like,
sure.
Sit down with a journo, sit down with some, you know, radio hosts and,
sure.
and plead your case.
Sure.
Tell the community what is going on and why you've chosen these actions.
Sure. I just want to acknowledge we've had a barrage of comments and feedback from listeners, in particular our beloved 317. Yeah. We love hearing from you. Keep it coming. I think we're actually, you know, from what I can see from the commentary this morning online, that it's probably consistent with what the position that we've taken.
Yeah, and look, you know, everyone is entitled to a view. I respect that Midsummer has made a decision. I don't happen to agree with it, but I'm more interested in the future.
Mm.
Guys, produce an accurate, transparent sponsorship policy and do what you can over Midsummer to support the issues that are important to our community. If you're going to use News Limited platforms, why don't you do a full-page ad for safe schools? See if they like. See how they would like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.